London calling. David here. London houses are like baseball cards, which means London neighborhoods are like baseball teams. Too American for you? No worries. It translates. There was a British equivalent of baseball cards. Different country, different sport. It was football, soccer in Americanese. But it was the exact same thing. Card with a photo of a player and a short storyline. You pays your money and you get several of them in a pack with a slab of bubblegum. See the photo. His name is Alfie Kahn. Alfie Kahn. Isn't that a great name? It's straight out of Dickens, a member of Fagin's gang. The card shows him in his Spurs days. But he's remembered in Scotland, so Adam tells me, for being one of the few Scots who played for both Celtic and Rangers. That's a fascinating business, an absolute cultural and religious and social and economic and tribal minefield. But I wouldn't presume to shine my dim light in there. That's a tale I hope I can talk Adam into telling one day. Anyway, yes, London houses are like baseball cards, and London neighborhoods are like baseball teams. And I'm thinking one of these houses, check the other photo out, is maybe the Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays or Barry Bonds or Babe Ruth baseball card. Extremely rare, prized beyond the Hope Diamond. To put it into housing terms, maybe the most desirable house in London. The pot of gold at the end of the London rainbow. What makes it so? Why do I say that? And look, I'm not mounting an argument, making a case here. All I'm doing is a bit of analysis. I would just ask you to chew on that word analysis for a minute. The Greek root of analyze, of analysis, means to release. So that's all I'm doing here. I'm releasing what's there. Momentary aside here, psychiatry and psychology and therapy and Freud and all that takes on a whole new light when you know the root of the word analysis. All the shrink is doing is releasing what's there. Anyway, back to our prize baseball card. Back to the best house in London. Where is it? Maybe some of you have already guessed. It's in Hampstead. It fronts on to South Hill Park Gardens. But the money shot, so to speak, is what it backs onto. Hampstead Number 1 Pond. There's a row of houses there, but the one that gets my vote, the one I want, is the one with all that glass up top. Yes, it's crowned with a penthouse, and probably a rooftop terrace. Now let's, well, analyze it. Release what's there. What's it got going for it? What makes it the most desirable house in London? You're looking at perfect harmony, perfect joy, perfect balance, perfect beauty. Got it all. And them's not just words. Yeah, we're considering here. What do we all want in a house? Most of us don't get to, but we all want to live on the water, live by the water, looking out over the water. Living there, that hits maybe the most fundamental chord of all in us. It's elemental, utterly basic. For starters, starters indeed, it's back to the womb. We all got started. We were all of us in our own little sea, in our mother's womb, floating in the warm amniotic fluid in the amniotic sac. And of course, way back, millions of years ago, our primal ancestor came out of the sea. So there's that. were drawn to water, take comfort from it, are fascinated by it, love it, need it, want to live by it. That's what you get with this house, the best baseball card in the London pack. There's some pretty good baseball cards that tick that box. Houses in Richmond that back onto the Thames, or houses and flats down in Docklands, houses in Little Venice that look out over the Regent's Canal, etc. But that's just one gear. This house nonchalantly goes up another gear, effortlessly pulls away from all those Docklands and Richmond and Little Venice properties. Second gear for this house is Hampstead Heath. Every Londoner, if he could, would live on the edge of Hampstead Heath. That's what this, the most desirable house in London, the most sought-after baseball card in the London pack, has. Not only is it on the water, it's also right there on Hampstead Heath. On the water and on Hampstead Heath. First gear and second gear, and sure enough, creamy smooth. There's another gear. Out the front door, a 5-minute walk away, is Parliament Hill. The roof of London. Numero uno. The very best London panoramic. All of London spread out before you. All there, at your feet. So you're getting all of London. You're getting water. You're getting Hampstead Heath. And wait for it. Yes, that's right. This one's got another gear. Another factor. Another element. A critically important element. Light to die for. How much light are they getting streaming in through all those windows at the back of that house? And especially up top? All that glass? That penthouse? That penthouse crowned with a rooftop terrace? Shall we go up another gear? Because it doesn't end there. The view across the pond, the view out over the heath, there looking west. Afternoon sun. Sunsets, that's what they're getting from up there. That's on an azure day. Other days, it's the marbled London sky, lit up like a red-bellied piranha in the late afternoon. The beauty of it, the drama of it. Constable's Hampstead sky. And there's a sixth gear, and a seventh gear, and so on. Sixth gear is the pond itself. Hampstead Number One Pond, it's called. It's a nature wildlife pond. So, beauty and tranquility. It's not a swimming pool they're looking out on. Seventh gear, well, South Hampstead is a 5-minute walk away. Sunny South Hampstead. Great restaurants and cafes and high-quality little boutiques and a Daunt bookshop, etc. Hampstead Heath railway station is right there, and a couple of good bus connections. There's Keats House. How do you go wrong with Keats House? He spent the so-called great year, September 1818 to 1819, there, turning out 8 or 10 of the greatest poems in the language. You can go and sit in the garden, under that tree, where he wrote Ode to a Nightingale. London places to chill don't come any better than that bench under that tree. There's more. Directly across the way, there's the street that a national newspaper, back in the mid-20th century, crowned the prettiest street in the United Kingdom. Forget Willie Mays or Babe Ruth or Alf Kahn. Forget baseball or football cards. Let's think about the other cards, playing cards, and let's just shift the terms of the argument. Except it's not an argument, it's an analysis. But yes, let's shift the terms ever so slightly. This house is a royal flush, the perfect hand. eat your heart out, Mayfair and Knightsbridge and Bishop's Avenue and Millionaire's Row. I don't care how hundreds of millions of pounds people with more money than sense got suckered into forking out for your best. Your best can't hold a candle to the house looking out over Hampstead Number One Pond, the best house in London.